Blog Talk Radio.
Historic first engagement at the Palace Theater, she said she just wouldn't come to New York without a certain young comic. She wanted him on the bill. His name was Alan King, and as you all recall from the time he opened the Palace Theater, he became the rage of New York. Now he actually commutes to England because he's the number one comedy star in England. So let's have a wonderful welcome for Alan King.
Thank you very much. Seems a little chilly for July 5th.
I don't know.
But, I am very happy to be here tonight. Of course, Ed has been so kind to mention my commuting to England. I just had a great thrill. I was on the command performance for Her Majesty the Queen of England. I hope you don't mind if I spend a few minutes discussing this, because with my background, you know, I'm not too familiar with royalty usually, you know. I once got drunk with Count Basie in Cincinnati. We were up in Glasgow, Scotland for the command. It was a great occasion. We were all standing backstage after the performance, and the Lord Mayor of Glasgow just walked around with the Queen, you know. He was so excited. I wasn't, because I was drunk, you know. That's where they make the stuff, you know, up there. It's beautiful. It comes out of the tap. I was standing there, and of course, very nervous, and Lord Mayor said, "Your Majesty, may I present Mr. King from America?" And she said, "How do you do, Mr. King?" And I said, "How do you do, Mrs. Queen?" I don't think I'll ever go back. No, but she was a very charming lady. Of course, my wife was there with me, but she didn't meet the Queen. Of course, that was when I was there. Now, to hear the story, you think that she doesn't make a move without my wife, you know. Because women lie a lot, you know. No, I mean this. You know, I've been married 12 years. And I found out that when a man becomes successful, in any degree, it's the woman that changes. Now, I come from the Lower East Side of New York. I never met a comedian that didn't come from the Lower East Side. I know a very talented comedian from Cincinnati moved to the Lower East Side of New York. And actually, I lived so far downtown, 14th Street was like Connecticut to me, you know. And, yes. I met my wife there. We come from the same neighborhood. In fact, my family had more money than my wife's family. And we were on relief. You can imagine what a thrilling thing. Of course, to look at my wife today, you'd never dream she came from so humble a beginning, you know. You think she came from a plantation in Virginia somewhere. And that's one of the reasons she's not too happy with me, because I'm the only one left that remembers where she came from. Anytime she opens up a big mouth, I remind her where she came from. I like to think back the old days when we were so happy, so much in love. We were married 2 years. My wife told me I was to become a father. This is a big moment in your life. I like the way the women tell you important things. They don't discuss it over the dinner table or during the evening. They wait till you're sound asleep. Have you ever noticed that? It aggravates them that you're sleeping. Now, my wife stays up all night because she hasn't got no place to go in the morning, you know. She watches the Late Show, the Late Late Show. She salutes the flag, sings the Star Spangled Banner. She waits for the thought for the day. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but remember what a wet horse smells like and all that. Now, I was asleep, as I said, and my wife walks in. Now, when the woman walks in, you're asleep. They do little things to find out if you're really asleep, you know. Like all the lights go on, they slam the door, the stool goes out, and then the cough. You ever hear a polite cough? Then she says, "Are you up?" Well, even if you're dead, you react a little. Then they get alongside of you and they stop at the elbow. Did you ever get the harpoon in the ribs in the middle of the night? Alan, you're not doing anything. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm always busy at this hour. I play polo every morning at 5 o'clock. What do you want? She says, "I have a strange desire for some exotic food." She said, "Run down to the All My Delicatessen and get me a corned beef sandwich with some chocolate sprinkles, some whipped cream, a piece of watermelon, and a sour pickle." You know, sleepy as I was, I realized that this was it, you know. I had seen enough movies to know that this is the way it is. You ever notice when a woman is expecting how she really takes charge of your life? The first thing, of course, the neighborhood wasn't good enough anymore. You know. She said, "I don't want my children growing up in this neighborhood." So
I can't afford where I'm living now. What do you want from me?
The kid comes, you don't like the neighborhood, let him move. I'm staying right here. He says, Alan, let's buy a house. Now, you know, I've been making fun of the suburbs for many years, and this is actually the way I moved out there. He said, let's buy a house. Everybody's doing it.
You remember.
10 years ago, the exodus from the city to the suburbs, someone cut a ribbon, they fired a pistol, and the land grants were out. Onward to the suburbs, these gallant pioneers with the covered wagons and the mink stoles hanging out the back. You know, everybody out there. I bought a house for $48,000. It was listed to sell for $12,500. But I wanted extras, you know. Little things like I needed windows, I wanted a floor in one room. Own your own home. Save your money all your life so you become your own janitor. That's all it is. The only time my wife talks to me is, Alan, take out the garbage. I say, we didn't eat. Where's the garbage coming from? She can't stand to see me sit still for 5 minutes. She collects the garbage from the neighbors just so I can pick it up. Suburbs, what a ridiculous place to live. Nobody talks to anybody. It's a competition thing out there, you know. I've got one neighbor I haven't seen in 4 years. He's hiding because he knows I want him to go partners on the hedges. That's the big thing, you know, the lawns. You ever see Sunday in the suburbs? You ever see how ridiculous the men look? They work hard 6 days a week. Come Sunday, they're on all fours like dogs crawling around. They all have the same outfits, you know. Bermuda shorts, sneakers, bony knees. And they all have the shirt with the alligator on it, like a bag. How would you like to come home from a drunk on Saturday night and Sunday morning at 6:45, the neighbors are out? They cut the grass with a motorboat where I live. You say, what's going on down there? They say, oh, good morning, Mr. King. They don't drink, you know. They're up. They're ready to go. Say, what are you going to do about the crabgrass? I'm going to let it lay there till 3 o'clock. Then I'll decide what to do. I don't make important decisions at 7 o'clock in the morning. I hope the lawn rots. I hope it spreads to everybody else's lawn. Middle of a television rehearsal, my wife calls me on the phone, crying, screaming. I rush home. She's standing in front of the house. Alan, lawn is dying. I didn't even know it was sick. What do you want me to do? I've got a gardener. Oh, he's brilliant. Brilliant. He was telling me I have sour soil. I told my wife not to marry me. It's hereditary. Oh, that sour soil before me. What do you do about it? Gardener says, we use Kentucky bluegrass. That's the finest grass seed in the world. But they don't tell you it only grows in Kentucky. I gotta buy a racehorse for $3,700. Let him walk around the grounds every afternoon. You think the gardens are the only thing to worry about? What about the decorators? Are they beautiful? My wife just found 2 beautiful decorators. Well, a set of bookends like this you never saw. They come to the house once a week. They fly around the room. They're always wearing sandals. Could be snow on the ground. They wear sandals. And they're always coming back from Italy. They never go. They're always coming back. They keep saying, in this corner, we'll put some ivy. You know about ivy. If you have a piece of furniture that has a hole in it, immediately becomes a planter. You know, the ivy, we got it coming out of faucets, keyholes, cracks in the walls. Did you see the new thing where they open up the drawer and the ivy hangs out of the drawer? And my socks and underwear are laying on the floor, but the ivy's coming out of the drawer. And my wife keeps telling me the reason we live out there is for the children. Better schools, which is, of course, ridiculous. We live directly across the street from a public school, and my boy can't attend. We don't live in the zone. They got kids from out of state going to the school, but we don't live in the zone. They tell me the zone line runs right through my house. According to them, if my kid slept in a garage, he could go to this school. I'll tell you the truth, I could go on like this for hours, but I'll be honest with you, the only reason is I don't ever finish this thing. I'd like to finish it by selling my house. been a delightful audience, ladies and gentlemen, and a happy July 4th weekend, and good night. I see you.
Hey, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You can listen to Betty Jo Tucker. Okay, and Betty Jo, I got to find your other message because you sent me. Hold on. Oh, I hate that you can't get into the chat room. I've complained and complained about this, and they said something about I have to do a flash draw. Oh, it's a lot of work. All righty. Let's see. All right, and my computer is not cooperating, Betty Jo, so I'm not sure what you have on this week, but I'm sure it'll be interesting. Oh, man, here we go. Oh, there we go. I got it now. This week will be on-demand encore episode of which actor should be named Best Film President. Okay, so Best President. There we go. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. All righty. I don't know what to do today. I feel like such a nerd.
Of Tesla, went to Darth Vader for Halloween, rides around on a powder blue Vespa. That's you, you're a nerd. That's you, a super legitimate nerd. Close Buffy, Battlestar, and Doctor Who.
Exterminate, exterminate.
Elvish Navi, and Klingon.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yell, the winter is coming at Comic-Con, while keeping Hal Jordan's ring on. That's me.
Younger, I used to have dreams that Trini, the yellow Power Ranger, would come to my bedside and teach me karate. I was 17 years old.
I'm not.
Sorry, that was a quick transition to Fanny Flagg.
Hi, this is Susan Whitwater back again with the morning news and another great announcement. But first, ladies, do you make biscuits that make your family say yummy? I want you to get some Dixie Cream Light as a Feather Flour. And when you use Dixie Cream Light as a Feather Flour, you're going to make biscuits that's going to make your whole family say yummy. And everybody's going to say yummy. Here's a wedding announcement that's a little closer to home. Mrs. Moselle Hicks announces the engagement of her daughter Juanita to Stephen Fourth Class Curtis Young. Miss Hicks, who attended Central Lee High School, is employed by the Roxy Theater as a candy girl and part-time on the campus. Mr. Johnson attended New Merkle Grammar School. The wedding will take place in the home of the bride, and Juanita will wear a white net ballerina length dress with shoes, purse, hat, gloves, and ankle bracelets to match. The bride will enter from the kitchen. Curtis and his father, Willis B. Johnson, will enter from the front porch. Music will be supplied by a number of Kate Smith recordings. After the ceremony, a reception for the couple will be held at the Tradeaway bus station. Where the bride's mother is an employee. Immediately following the ceremony and reception, the couple will leave for a short honeymoon trip to Don McNeil's Breakfast Club in Chicago. Pennsylvania. Good luck to Juanita and Curtis. Well, that's all the time we have for today. And remember, tune in tomorrow for Dateline Divorce. And as always, I leave you with the thought for the day. Protect your heart as you would your other vital organs.
So, too much going on for me. I don't know about you, too much going on. We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. In this presidential race, I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country, saying, I can't take it anymore. The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ask? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature 102. She's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature 104. You might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least. I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive, yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. Threesomes! I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it! Don't do it! And then there was David Paterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn, honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy, I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Cash, honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership reward points. I really do think there's too much news, right? We got 24-hour news channels, half an hour specials, 1 hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second news. Thank you. All you need to know.
There you go. All right, that's Jane Condon there. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm on the line. Somebody's trying to call me. I'll just call them back. Okay.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I like to clip your wings so you can't fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't be straight. I meet him every morning about a half past. Picking on me. You make me up the food right from the very start. Hey, go play Robin Hood with somebody else's heart. You got me jumping like a crazy clown, and I don't feature what you're putting down. Things like kisses, love, and lips of wine. The thing that bothers me is that I like it fine. Cupid, stop picking on me. On me. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Thank you so much. Remember, you can listen also to the Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. at TuneIn, right here in Miramar. That's what it's called, right here in Miramar, 4 p.m. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop. Follow them on Facebook. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. So buy them because it's the holidays coming up. And wouldn't you like to have some Nancy and Barter to take home? Woohoo! All right, we're down, can you believe it, to the last minute? Well, it goes so fast and so fun. All right, I don't know. I have to try and find something that's a minute long to play you off with, but that is not easy. Actually, now I have 90 seconds, so, okay, oh boy, can't play that. All righty, I'll just keep looking. Okay, I'll find something. Anyway, we could just end it now. Well, we can end it now. That's a good time. All right, thank you for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.